protection and peace of mind with Sears Roofing. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation at 1-888-839-1407. Hurry, offer ends soon. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call 1-888-839-1407 now and save $500 with Sears Roofing. That's 1-888-839-1407. Sears.
Investigators looking into the BP oil spill have found that cement that was pumped into the BP well failed 3 out of 4 tests before it was used. Correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Investigators looking into the BP oil spill have released results of independent tests done on the cement mixture that has been identified as one of the causes of the accident. The investigators say that tests done on a nearly identical mixture found that it was unstable. Those results seem to call into question the validity of Halliburton's positive final test results.
A South Korean official says North Korea has fired a pair of shots towards South Korea at their tense border, and South Korean troops immediately fired back. The official at the Joint Chiefs of Staff in Seoul says it's unclear whether it was an accident or an intentional provocation. The firing came just hours after the North vowed to retaliate against South Korea for its rejection of a North Korean proposal for military talks. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Bitril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. Pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, from World Affairs Brief. And what are we going to be talking about this morning, Joel?
Well, we're going to be talking about the elections, which are coming up next week. One of the most important stories that came out yesterday was the fact that it was revealed that Bill Clinton had attempted to get the Democratic candidate to step down in Florida in order to give Charlie Crist a chance at beating Mark Rubio in the Senate contest. This is very telling because it indicates that Bill Clinton is kind of the roving ambassador for the powers that be to relay messages of how they want to manipulate the election. And clearly in a three-way race, Mark Rubio is going to win. He's got the advantage there by, you know, double-digit points. But if the Democrat, left the race, there's a possibility that Charlie Crist could take all of those Democrat votes. And that's apparently what the powers that be want. It tells us as well that Charlie Crist is, in fact, a shill for the powers that be and is not a Republican, but is, in fact, on the other side.
And I think that most people must understand that they have infiltrated both political parties. Ordinarily, they give us two candidates for president, and both are controlled by the establishment, but they're concerned about the Senate as well. And so here's an example. They want to have their man as a senator from Florida. Every senator is important, and they want to control the majority.
Well, the same thing happened. Bill Clinton met with Joe Sestak in Pennsylvania, trying to get him to back out of his the race so that Arlen Specter could get reelected, and Arlen Specter got defeated. In both these cases, what's very interesting as well is that the candidates in question refused the pressure of Bill Clinton and the powers that be and decided to stay in the race. And that shows that they don't have absolute control, and not everybody is directly controlled. If that were so, obviously just a whisper from somebody, hey, you need to back out of this race so they can win that, you know, would have done the trick. But clearly they have people that have been, you know, playing along to a certain extent who know that there's a power control system but aren't part of the actual conspiracy. And when the conspiracy really raises its head, when Bill Clinton shows up and says, all right, you need to back out of this race, and starts to tell them what the powers that be want done. And in this case, the Democratic candidate in the Senate refused to go along. And, you know, I applaud him for that. That doesn't mean he's necessarily a good guy or on our side. It just means at least that he isn't completely under their control and exercised some of his own liberty to stay in the race. But it also indicates to me how much the powerful establishment is desperately trying to salvage what they can of their controlled players so they don't lose too many of these controlled people. And, you know, they're going to use a lot of rigging of the elections, I think, in order to do this. The big race that I think we're going to see a major rigging of the election is in Senator Harry Reid's reelection bid in the state of Nevada. Many of these elections are too close to call, but people who have voted in early voting have indicated that there have already been electronic voting irregularities at the booths in Nevada, specifically that when they went in to open their ballot, put their card in, and the electronic voting machine came up, that the ballot was already marked for Harry Reid. In other words, they had to actually work to get it canceled and had to call an election official to get this pre-vote that was already on the machine canceled. There was another example where somebody tried to, in North Carolina, to vote by party, whereas you just say, instead of voting for each individual person, you punch the Republican button. And he said when he did that the Democratic candidates lit up as if he had punched a Democratic button. And he got this thing canceled, and then he went and did it again, and it happened a second time. Now, I believe that these are indications that there is programming working behind the scenes in order to do just those kinds of flip-flops.
Well, I think all of the electronic voting machines are fraudulent. I don't think you can trust any of them, because here in California, the Secretary of State, Democratic Secretary of State, said if she was elected, she would, of course, check all the voting machines. I actually voted, only time I ever voted for a Democrat, I voted for her. She checked the machines. They found that every single electronic voting machine could be rigged, and so she did away with them here in California, and they should be done away with across the country. They were brought in after that hanging Chad fiasco, and that was all stayed so we could get in the electronic voting machines so that they could be sure that the candidate of their choice would win. And, you know, Joel, what is so important is to give the American people the perception that voting is so vitally important. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't vote, but, of course, back in 1960, Richard Nixon won the election. I think it was 60, yeah. And, but, of course, they rigged the election. Joe Kennedy got the mafia to change the votes in Illinois and in one other state, so Jack Kennedy won the election. And Richard Nixon should have challenged it, but he was told, don't do it. You know, don't do it. You'll have your chance later on. And so he did not challenge the election, because if he had, the fraudulent nature of so many of the presidential and other elections had come out. And we have to convince the American people. They have to have the perception that it's all, oh, it's above board. And it isn't. And they do every time they try to rig the elections, and we can't let them. and we have to be vigilant. And I think what you're doing is so vitally important to bring out the fact that they do rig elections. These people don't believe in majority rule or democracy. It's all about power.
Well, that's true. And last week in the brief, World Affairs Brief, we covered the University of Michigan meeting the challenge of the city of Washington, D.C., who challenged anyone to try to break in and alter their voting machine. And they not only broke in, but they put the University of Michigan fight song on it when they had pressed the voter button. You know, they would play the University of Michigan fight song. They were able to change votes. They were able to tally and do all kinds of things. In Oregon, for example, when you vote, you get a paper receipt that says where it allows you to confirm that you voted for something, but that still doesn't ensure that you can that your vote is correctly tallied at the state level. In other words, the voting machine gives you a correct thing, but those votes can be changed internally by software. Software is capable, for example, of tallying and feeling and sensing and numbering the tally and then changing that as it's done.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
The change in the weather can only mean two things. It's hunting season and it's election time. Now, stay with me, because the two are related. The great outdoors is more than a hobby in Colorado. It's a way of life. It's who we are. And folks here value our Second Amendment right to own firearms. At least most folks do. But to some politicians, the Second Amendment is just a campaign prop. Like Senator Michael Bennett. In Colorado, Bennett says he supports us, but in Washington, Bennett sponsored legislation to undermine our rights. So, where does Michael Bennett stand on the Second Amendment? Well, that all depends on where he's standing.
There's a better choice. Ken Buck. Ken Buck stands up to protect our rights, to protect our freedom. That's why Ken Buck is endorsed by the National Rifle Association. For Senate, vote Ken Buck. The NRA Political Victory Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.nrapvf.org.
Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough, AM Kindergarten Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier and Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and of course what we have to do is get back to paper ballots. What we have to do is watch them, and they will do everything they can, even with paper ballots, to rig the elections. But this happens when the good people are so involved watching the World Series or watching other things, and they're unconcerned about the fact that their future is being determined at the polls. And they've got to be involved, and they've got to demand fair elections and keep writing to the letters to the editor and point out that every electronic voting machine can be rigged. Everyone can. They checked them all in California. Everyone could be rigged. They're rigged all across the country. They've already rigged what's going to happen, and we can't let them get away with it because they're stealing our future and our children's future. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, there's a lot of complexity now that's been introduced because of electronic voting machines, and they're simply, as you say, are not reliable. There's only one way to have a reliable vote, and that is that you have vote watchers and vote counters of various different parties looking over each other's shoulders to make sure that nobody can bring in ballot boxes that have not been sealed and certified. And they do that in Latin America, for example. Various parties are able to have demanded the right to sit there and monitor the votes, and they try to, of course, introduce boxes of ballots that have been pre-marked And so, you know, you keep tightening up the system to make sure that there are guards that accompany them. They've got to compromise the guards, and there's all kinds of ways that they can do things. But it does make it much more difficult when you have a physical vote count to do those things. In electronic ones, it's just a matter of tipping the scales. They have to watch out that they don't do it more than about 5 to 8%. Because you have exit polls going on by various university students and special interest group, polling people as they leave, who did they vote, which way or the other. And exit pollings tend to be pretty accurate, and I think it's because it's kind of like a free market. Anybody can do it and publish their results. And if the final results from the actual election diverge too much from them, then I think that they're is a problem. So, but they can still manipulate 5 to 8 to maybe even 10%, and that's enough to get any of these close races decided.
And so, I would point out, you know, that our government has been rigging elections throughout the world. They rigged the election that brought Nelson Mandela to power. They printed up 80 million ballots when there are 40 million voters, and they simply, destroyed any of the boxes full of ballots marked by the people. They brought in their ballots, and they announced that Nelson Mandela was the president of South Africa before the votes were ever counted. It was a rigged election. We rig elections all throughout the world. Why should we be surprised when the same people would rig elections in the United States?
Well, that's right. You know, there was a significant opposition Black Party during the rise of the ANC, and they had to rig the election to keep the blacks who were against the ANC. They knew the ANC was guilty of necklacing and other killing of the opposition, that they were communists, that they were terrorists, and so they had to, you know, even work against the rest of the blacks who didn't want the ANC in power. And that combination of the anti-ANC blacks and the Afrikaners and the English there in South Africa would have been enough to defeat the ANC, but as you say, that was blatantly manipulated, which is much easier to do in third world countries, and especially African countries. But one thing that your listeners should understand is that should the Republicans win an overwhelming victory in both houses next week, which is actually fairly unlikely given the fact that there's going to be some vote manipulation, they still will not be able to legislate unilaterally. They will not have the votes to overturn a veto by the president. That means that, as in almost all cases, they have to compromise with the Democrats in order to pass legislation, and they'll tell their conservative, well, this is the best that we could get. It's the way it's always done, is that the Democrats are allowed to get away with unilateral, forging legislation ahead, and then Republicans try to do it, and everyone in the press talks about, working with both sides of the aisle and making that a major philosophical statement of fairness, so to speak. And, of course, if you get people like John Boehner in there, who's still the leader, or Newt Gingrich or other people, these will, of course, laud their ability to compromise with the Democrats, but will continue to lose. I think what's certain, of course, is that they will not have the ability to overturn Obamacare and just tweak it a little bit, and that's the way that these kinds of bad legislation get stuck upon the American people forever. I certainly hope, of course, they're able to take out the 1099 provision, that's just a massive tax provision, and get some of these tax cuts made permanent, but even that may be very difficult because of the fact that the legislative process will essentially be in stalemate for the next 2 years.
I concur. Go ahead.
Well, the courts are also helping to skew the vote through the registration process. It started with the Motor Voter Act in 1993. The U.S. National Voter Registration Act is the formal term. And in an incredibly bad ruling this week handed down by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California, covering the whole western region, they ruled, in essence, that the Arizona voter law requiring that a person have proof of citizenship to register to vote, was against the law. That was against the federal law. I mean, this is just incredible. A court basically saying to a state, you can't make people prove that they're a citizen. I mean, what could be more essential to register to vote than prove that you're eligible to vote? And, of course, all the federal law does is require that people certify or swear to the fact that they're a citizen. And now they've taken away the power of the states to actually prove it. I mean, this is just the most incredible piece of, well, it shows. And who was sitting on the court temporarily? Sandra Day O'Connor, retired Supreme Court justice. Now, what the devil is she doing being allowed on the Supreme or on the appeals court?
Well, I think it demonstrates the fact that our courts are corrupt. And I would suggest anybody go back and read 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter, of what happened to Israel when their courts were corrupt. Because, of course, it led to total disillusionment with government. And our courts are as corrupt as they could be. As you say, why would they bring Sandra Day O'Connor, one of the most liberal people ever on the Supreme Court, who retired, why would they put her on an appellate court there, you know, the Ninth Circuit? What's she doing in the Ninth Circuit? It's all rigged, Joel. What are the American people going to understand? It's all rigged.
Well, so hypocritical of the Ninth Circuit to call Arizona's interpretation creative interpretation. That's exactly what they did. I mean, it violates the entire spirit of the law. The concept of voting and registration, that you've obviously got to be a resident of the area in which you're voting in order to prove that you're, well, not only a resident, but you have to be a citizen of this country to vote. I mean, that's just basic, basic rule of law. And there are still some states, of course, that make it easy for people to get in and vote when they shouldn't. The state of California doesn't require a valid ID. Even though it's required to rent a movie, a valid ID is required to cash a check, get on an airplane, get a senior discount at a restaurant, but not to vote. And then purposely make it easy for illegal aliens to vote in this country. And this is not just an idle thing. Even though a lot of illegal aliens don't care to vote, there are groups out there like La Raza and other Democratic activists and ACORN, you know, that go around and specifically try to get people in poor areas, even if they're not citizens, to register to vote. Now, there's one very significant race we need to talk about. That's the Colorado's race for governor. Third-party candidate is way ahead of the official Republican candidate. That's the first time ever for a long time, before the rise, of course, the Republican Party from the Whig Party. But there's only one state where the Republican candidate is polling in the single digits, and that's in Colorado. It's a very colorful race. The Denver liberal Democratic mayor, John Hickenlooper, running against former Congressman Tom Tancredo. And Tom Tancredo, of course, is running as the Constitution Party candidate. At least it's called in Colorado the American Constitution Party, but it's an affiliate of the U.S. Constitution Party. Of course, the reason that we can explain this anomaly where no other third party or constitutional party candidate gets more than 5 or 10% of the vote is that Tom Tancredo was a longtime Republican. So it's very easy for the Republican voters to view him still as a Republican. And especially since they do not like the establishment Republican who won the primary, Mr. Mays, and you know, I remember when Tom Tancredo decided to throw his hat in the ring and they said, hey, you know, you're just going to ruin it for the Republicans. And they tried to put pressure on him to get out. And now that Tancredo is within 4 or 5 points of the Colorado, the Democratic candidate, a lot of people are asking for the Republican candidate to bow out. But he's not going to. A liberal Republican will always view a constitutional conservative as worse than having a Democrat in. And so he'll stay in to make sure that Tom Tancredo doesn't win.
Well, you see, we're supposed to have this Democrat-Republican. Now, that's the way the system works. It's either the Democrat or the Republican. I don't know if you've heard the story Jesse Ventura told after he was elected as an independent there. But basically as the governor, and he was asked if he'd just have a meeting with a couple of people, and he went down, he was taken down to the basement. There were 15 people from the CIA surrounding him, and they said, we want to know how you got to be governor. And he said, well, what are you doing? Why are you asking me? CIA doesn't operate in the United States by law. who are you? Give me your names. None of the people would give him. A couple of people would give him their names. Most of the people would not give him their names. And they tried to browbeat him. How did you become governor? Where does the CIA get off, you know, getting an elected governor and putting him in the middle of a circle surrounded by menacing members of the CIA, literally threatening him? Jesse Ventura, incidentally, is living out of the country today for fear for his life for putting on the programs on conspiracy theory. But this is the sort of thing that happens in America. The CIA, by law, cannot operate in the United States, but they're above the law. They represent the establishment. Go ahead.
Well, it's not just the establishment. What he was sitting in front of was a group of 15 people from the dark side of government.
Absolutely.
And, you know, people need to understand this. This is not just a matter of corporate greed. It's not a matter of socialism. It's not a matter of this is a satanic conspiracy of control of men's minds. They offer immunity to these people. It's a powerful incentive. I mean, at various different levels of the conspiracy, some people are pulled in because they're predictable. They don't even have to explain to them what they want them to do. They're predictable. And they hire a predictable liberal, and they get liberal results. You know, the same thing with liberal journalists. They don't have to explain to them we've got a conspiracy. They don't have to control them directly. Some people are lured in by the promise of rising. You know, everybody who goes to law school wants to clerk for a Supreme Court justice, and they get slowly corrupted, and they test them and see how they'll be amenable to change. Eventually, as they get higher up into the system, you know, they start to see there is a control system, and some people are told it's benevolent. And there are tests along the way to see if they'll cheat on their wife and do other unprincipled things, because they don't dare allow really good people to get into the dark side of government lest they have a fit of conscience. And so we have all kinds of things. But even once they get in the deep inside, you have some of them saying, you go left and you go right. I mean, Newt Gingrich, I believe, it's my personal opinion, belongs to the other side. I think Rush Limbaugh does too. And I think that one of the true signs is the way that they treat the issue of conspiracy. Because when they're not open to it, when they denigrate it, it's one thing to say, I'm not sure, or I haven't seen enough evidence yet. But when you resist to look at it, when you get angry, when someone gives you credible facts, and when you denigrate them and cast dispersions on them openly when you're interviewing them, like Sean Hannity does, or like Bill O'Reilly, or like Rush Limbaugh does, and I think those are good signs that they're on the other side. But, you know, in politics and in the elections and things, it's incredible what they'll say to get elected. I remember Nancy Pelosi claiming that there will be absolutely no due debt during her tenure as Speaker of the House. Terrence Jeffries points out that when Nancy Pelosi gave her inaugural address in 2007, she vowed that there would be no deficit spending under my rule. After years of rhetorical deficit, she said this 110th Congress will commit itself to a higher standard, pay as you go, no deficit spending.
Well, that'll be a cold day in hell. We'll be right back here at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
American patriots across this nation now recognize that our own rights and freedoms are being jeopardized. Yet what we are now reaping began at least 40 plus years ago, when all future generations were denied even the right to live. With Amendment 62, Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment, we shall protect and defend the rights of all people. If we are not willing to extend these rights that we hold dear to all people, and not only all people today, but all people tomorrow, then we shall have no rights at all. For then we shall have already relinquished our own rights. For if all men are not created equal with certain inalienable rights, then these are no longer rights at all, but privileges bestowed upon us by the courts. And if a human being is not a person, then neither are we. Personhood is defining a person as a human being once and for all. Vote yes on Amendment 62.
This message has been paid for by Better Country Services, preparing for a better country. people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. But before we go on, Joel, I want you to tell our listeners how they could contact you, get a copy of the World Affairs Brief, and hopefully go ahead and subscribe to it, because it's fascinating information and fascinating insight you offer.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. My World Affairs Brief is a subscription service to people on the web. It comes to their email every Friday. And we talk about these kinds of issues and much more that we don't have time to cover in the interviews. People can get a free sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And people, if they will go to the website, will find a lot of free information there, especially one of the most useful services is that you get a rundown of the best of the conventional news sources. I've trained my research staff to be able to pick those sources which had the least disinformation in them. Of course, the, you know, for all truth, there wouldn't be a need for our commentary each week. But most of what is distorted in the news is what they purposely omit and that they don't tell you. And, you know, a lot of this information that I get, most of it, in fact, is available out there in the conventional world. This is not from insider sources. I wouldn't trust insider sources if they, because I realize the government, you know, taps all telephone and communications. There's no way that they need the courts to reveal who's talking to certain reporters. They know. In fact, all the leaks that come out of government are permitted leaks because they control and tap everyone's telephones. So they would know very rapidly if anyone were continuing to talk. So it's very, very important, though, that unless you have the kind of resources and you know that I have to get this kind of information from all across the web, very difficult for an individual who's got a full-time job to get this kind of information. So it's very valuable to go to worldaffairsbrief.com and to pick up on this free service.
Agreed. You know, I was just thinking that we had this story of Bob Woodward in Deep Throat, who was a high-level FBI agent. He didn't use the phone. He always met Bob Woodward in a secluded place or the garage someplace. He knew that every telephone call in America is monitored by, they have the ability, not only America, all throughout the world, and they have the ability to do that. And so basically everything you say on the telephone is recorded, and every email, every fax, they have the ability to do that with the computers now, and they're all stored away someplace to be used against you at a future time. The American people have to understand what Project Echelon is, E-C-H-E-L-O-N. And as Joel says, I mean, and anything that a reporter would would get from a government official, they would know who the government official was. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I find it so interesting, you know, when you have the Valerie Plame scandal or anything, trying to get these reporters to reveal who their sources are. Well, the government knows who their sources are. I mean, this is just so much show and tell out there. It's political theater for the public to make to give the public the impression that there still are secrets, that there's still journalistic integrity. In fact, there isn't a single investigative reporter that doesn't have direct ties to the government because they can't get this secret information. I mean, how do you think Bob Woodward got free access to the White House for 6 months in order to write this book on Obama's war, talking to all the people? You don't just walk into the White House and say, I want to, you know, interview everybody in the CIA and the White House and the West Wing. He was invited in and given access, and people were told to talk to him so that he could put out his disinformation, his view, the selective view of the world. And the only types of things that we can trust are people who leak things from the White House, and then you even have to be careful, but I'm saying the people who leak that are unauthorized is the ones that you want to listen to. But even they cannot do anything on a regular basis because you can't do it in secret. It eventually gets found out. I mean, that's why I'm very skeptical of this so-called source that Lindsey Williams keeps talking about. He certainly... you know, put Lindsey Williams on the map by giving him, by feeding him a correct leak, which was that the oil prices were going to fall from $120 a barrel down to $50 a barrel, and happened right on the dime, just like he predicted. Well, of course, this is an insider in the oil industry, and he could certainly know that. But I think he set him up so that Lindsey Williams would go on, very sincere. I'm not saying that Lindsey Williams isn't a very sincere person, but sometimes when you're a Christian minister, you tend to be too trusting of people, and these people can be very, even though they're insiders, they can be very gregarious, they can be very friendly, they can be very disarming. But when he told them that this whole nation is going to collapse within 2 years and they won't even recognize it, I suspect he's feeding him something that will get him discredited. And that time frame,
well,
by the way, is coming up fairly soon now, and it hasn't happened yet.
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. You can very well be right. I mean, this can all be disinformation. We could be being set up once again. It's happened before. It can happen again. But at least we'll just we'll wait and see and watch. But go right ahead.
Well, there's still so much corruption and control and cover-up. I mean, the BP oil spill, for example, is still a huge problem. There's the toxicity of the Gulf. People who have died, there's been autopsies on three people who died who essentially have an esophagus that is dissolving, healthy teenagers hospitalized after swimming in the Gulf, boat captains working out there suffering from internal bleeding, and all of these things. I think the majority of these things are from exposure to Corexit, the chemical that they sprayed in hundreds and hundreds of thousands of gallons of this stuff through aircraft, just like massive aircraft spraying. And, you know, you have to also understand, you know, where did they get the aircraft of all this spray technology? I mean, in the quantities that they were using out there, and these were military aircraft. A lot of them were C-130s, and a lot of them were, you know, big four-engine jet aircraft, and these could well have come from the chemtrails collection of aircraft. In fact, I'm very convinced that it would have to. This stuff is very, very, it's very, very difficult to find whole fleets of aircraft that are set up to do this kind of spraying on a massive basis. You know, they just so many things that have happened where the government got in bed with BP in terms of restricting people's access to the beach and seeing things, and now the same thing has happened. The media's just shut up about this. Oyster beds are dying. Fish are, nibbling on pieces of tar and toxic waste, and it's getting into their systems, and I simply would not ever eat fish that came from the Gulf anymore. Well, so much has been happening as well in the field of terrorism. William Norman Grigg, who does an excellent report, he's mostly, it looks like, focusing in his Freedom in Our Time blog spot on bad cops, the thugs that become the key elements of a conspiracy taking over people and rounding up and putting people in jail. We're getting more and more examples of thuggery involved in police actions, heavy-handed police, and especially, as we've talked about in the World Affairs Brief several times, when people try to assert their rights. Boy, if nothing will tick a policeman off more when you talk about your rights under the Constitution. And they almost get irritated at that. Throw your rights. You don't have any rights, you know. What I tell you is what you've got to do. That type of mentality is getting very, very big.
And now, of course, we have another example that William Grigg gave this last week about agent provocateurs in the FBI. The FBI continues to feed these Islamic mosques with their own criminals trying to get
hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Colorado, and the America News Network at AmericaNewsNet.com would like to take this opportunity to endorse Tom Tancredo for Governor of Colorado, Ken Buck for U.S. Senate, and Jim Ferrilio for Adams County Sheriff. This endorsement does not necessarily reflect the opinions of advertisers or sponsors on the American Freedom Network. If you're a health-conscious woman interested in fitness, join the Beth Messiah congregation as they welcome Deborah McCoy, an excellent, experienced personal trainer. Deborah will share her wisdom and fitness techniques. Plan on attending Sunday, November the 7th at 10:30 to 1:30 for a brunch at KHNC Lobby. Please bring a dish to share. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information and ask for Sharon. That's 1-800-205-6245. See you Sunday, November the 7th. Divine Canine says the temptation to buy a loved one or a child the ultimate gift of a new pet may be more than you bargained for. Of the animals that are euthanized each year, many are holiday or uninformed purchases. Make wise decisions and always have your pets spayed or neutered. That's from Divine Canine at 1141 South Street. Not just another drop-off service, but your complete solution to caring pet sitting. They provide sanitized kennels, appropriate nutrition, indoor and outdoor yards, and quality dog training and pet grooming. For convenient drop-off times and affordable rates, call 303-464-1380.
Are you looking for answers for your physical, mental, and financial health? Ganoderma, King of Herbs, is a great start because it works. OrganiGold International brings only the healthiest and purest state of 100% certified organic Ganoderma throughout their products and beverages. For information, call Gus Scourer, 970-587-2101, or check our webpage at www.bridgetscoffee.organigold.com. Once again, call 970-587-2101.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Joel Skousen, and Joel picked up the story there.
Well, it's good to be with you as usual, Dr. Stan. I enjoy these times to talk about world affairs here. We were talking before the break about the latest agent provocateur scandal with the FBI. It's typical that they go and take someone off the street who is someone affiliated with a Muslim who's guilty of a crime, and they essentially intervene in their criminal process, and they give them a choice to either go to jail or break their parole or else go and infiltrate a mosque and become an informant. What they call an informant, though, is not a true informant. They're not simply in there acting the friendly role of ingratiating themselves and finding out if there's illegal activity. These are people that time and again, I mean, we must have at least a dozen examples that we've documented in the World Affairs Brief of FBI informants actually trying to provoke people to terrorist acts and provide weapons for them. And when this particular guy got into a mosque in Irvine, California, he met with a lot of rejection, people who didn't want to get involved in his terrorist provocations. And, in fact, they even went to the FBI and complained about this guy. And the FBI did nothing except come and interview them and try to put pressure on them to become informants. But they never went after the agent informant, of course, obviously. If they'd be honest, they said, oh, that's all right, he's one of ours. But they won't ever admit that. So they've do all kinds of legal shenanigans to try to put pressure on people who are legitimate, including threatening them, as they did with one of these Muslim guys in California who was a software engineer, and they threatened him to revoke his visa because he had supposedly perjured himself by failing to reveal a contact with a terrorist. And that's because a brother-in-law who was married to a sister-in-law or some distant relationship was related to somebody in Al-Qaeda. Well, you can find that out about almost anybody in the Middle East. Doesn't mean that this is a direct linkage to terrorism. But this is, you know, I really appreciate Norman Grigg and his Freedom in Our Time blog about blowing the whistle on the fact that we have
you know, thuggish activity in police forces as well as the FBI, bullying and forcing people into the terrorist activities. We've got a dark side of government, and it's just very, very bad. That's why I'm not one who believes, you know, in the foreign troops scenario here in the United States about bringing foreign troops in to take away our liberty. We've got plenty of thugs that are being prepared in the black side of military contractors and even who come out of the military who are capable of many unprincipled things. I think a lot of people in their fetish to support our troops don't understand, as I do as a former Marine officer, that there's a lot of corruption in military troops. That isn't to say that they're all corrupt, but I will say most of them are morally corrupt. Most people in the military engage in immorality, get drunk on the weekends, and engage in carousing activities. The language is rough. The language is just filthy. The pornography in the military is just rampant. You cannot expect high levels of morality from soldiers when you are living in a constant cesspool. And the good Christians that I knew of, and Mormons and others that did try to keep their standards, were under constant attack and constant pressure to try to compromise their standards and come down to the level of the rest. So I have very little confidence in the so-called honor of our military anymore. In fact, I left the Marine Corps over the issue of honor, that in fact none of the higher officers would sustain me in my objections to the kind of immoral and amoral behavior that was going on in the fighter pilot squadron that I was part of in the Marine Corps. So this is the state, you know, that we're heading for. The government continues to cover up not only illegal actions, but the military is in this cover-up mode as well. Just like the cover-up of the friendly fire killing of Army Specialist Tillman, which was a major cover-up job by the military. So the WikiLeaks have been showing that the military is still doing a lot of cover-up. No major scandals have actually come out with the latest batch of WikiLeaks, but there's a lot of confirmation that the government is hiding a lot of bad stuff from the American public. Experts they consulted, or that the UK Guardian consulted, feel that the documents do more than just reveal a casual attitude towards torture and civilian deaths, but have an unsettled, precarious political balance in Baghdad. They've exposed an almost absurd level of secrecy in Western centers of power that defy modern promises of open government. Of course, they find that there are tremendous brutalities still going on among Iraqi security forces, among those other Sunnis and Shiites, that they, depending on who they perceive as their enemy, that they collect and throw into these prisons, which are still on the airbase controlled by the United States. There are secret CIA prisons, and there are secret ways that the government does things through private military contractors, and that's why there's a major pressure on Hamid Karzai not to throw out all the private military contractors, and he's agreed, as I predicted, to a moratorium on that, shutting down that system, as he had claimed. There's a man, a position I wouldn't want to be in Afghanistan, being Hamid Karzai, between the anvil of the United States putting pressure on him and Iran on the other side, and both of them are throwing billions of dollars of cash donations to Karzai to pay off the people that he has to do to keep in power. But we have to ask ourselves, is there ever going to be any prosecution for any of this? And I don't think so. I think there's an immunity system that's part of this dark part of government. And we have to make sure that, you know, the true facts don't see the light of day. And that's why Ron Paul's audit the Fed never went anywhere, and neither will his proposal to audit the gold reserves. This should be a slam-dunk, easy proposition, but you have both Republicans and Democrats refusing to go along with Ron Paul, even though over 300 members of the House signed on to the proposition to audit the Fed. They had no intention of doing it in the manner that openly that Ron Paul wanted. When they finally passed their version of audit the Fed, it was a one-time audit, and it was limited to just a few areas that would not uncover the major things. So, they went after Citigroup to find out where all of the bailout money was going, to what particular banks. That was another form of audit. And
the Treasury Department is stonewalled. A man named Pittman made the FOI request, and the U.S. Treasury Department sent him about 570,000 pages of emails that were mostly redacted.
We're out of time, Joel. God bless. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks so very much.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and I do hope you, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed the interview with Joel Skousen. Certainly, we are facing difficult times here in America. Who knows what's going to happen? We do know the whole financial system is in the process of collapsing. They are doing it intentionally. They want to impoverish our people. More people will lose their homes. More people will lose their jobs. But they're going to destroy the value of our currency through quantitative easing, and certainly everybody in the world, all the countries are worried because we're expanding the amount of our currency, which means that they're all the excess dollars in their countries, and this begins to undervalue the value of their currency. And so the whole world monetary system is on the brink of disaster, and when that comes, there will be world chaos and perhaps another war. Who knows where we're headed? Well, first of all, I'd like to mention to you that if you have children or grandchildren in school, get them out, because the purpose of education today is not to educate, but to indoctrinate, to destroy the belief in God, to break down the moral fabric of children with their sex education. So our children know far more about sex than they do about Shakespeare, far more certainly about pornography than they know about the history of our nation. We do have an excellent educational program put out by Dr. Art Robinson, and he's actually running for Congress. I've known Art for 20 or 30 years. He has an excellent program. He used it on his children. It's only $199, and it'll take them from kindergarten all the way to graduation from high school. You need to get your kids out of school if you love them. The program does not require a lot of time on your part. And if you want more information, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Now, to 1-800-544-8927, if you want to understand what's going on today, I think Lynn Marzulli's book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, we're carrying it now. You can't understand what's happening politically unless you understand the
prophecies unless you understand the supernatural element. There is a supernatural element. We live in a material world, but there's a mystical world out there, and you have to see how it's impacting on what's going on. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read our series. There's three pamphlets on the occult hierarchy, and they're inexpensive. I think they're $9.95 for all three pamphlets, but you need to have the background information. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. We hope you'll go to our website at radioliberty.com, where you can watch our videos, you can read our letters, or you can listen to our programs on MP3 or archive programs or iPod or live programming. Encourage others to listen. We must educate people about the spiritual battle that's being